Banachter, you as falcher you shachle. She Fiona McCardle Mish. As bevile am Golta Kashu, gus shachle. I'm Fiona McCardle, I'd like to welcome you to shachle. In shachle this time. I'm Kate Shaw, on shachle. Date and son and Yelaine. Dates for your diary, as we look at some of the many events taking place over the coming week.
Aundur Sophia Morrison, the Sophia Morrison Award, an award made by the Department of Education, Sport and Culture and Culture Vannin.
Treish Shea's Feed, Treish 26, a Culture Vannin project. Culture Vannin director Brija Madrill outlines what it's all about. This evening, Thursday, the 10th of July at 7:30 p.m, St. Catherine's Church in Port Erin plays host to another in the series of concerts. And this evening you can enjoy the sound of the school wind band of the QE2 High School in Peel. There's no admission charge, and there will be a retiring collection, and refreshments will be available at the end. This Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th of July, between 11:30 a.m. and 5 p.m, you can enjoy visiting 9 beautifully tended gardens on the north, spread between the Lane, Andrus, Sulby and Balaff. Admission is by a programme which costs £5, and you can get it at the village stores in Andrus, Balaff and Sulby, from Riley's Garden Centre in Cool Road, Braddon, from the Farmers' Combine on the Quay in Ramsey, and from the Tourist Information Centre in Douglas. You can also get them on the day from the participating gardens and from Sulby Methodist Church. In between garden visits, you'll find refreshments in Sulby Methodist Church between 11:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. There'll be a couple more diary dates later. This afternoon in the Barul Suite of the Legislative Buildings, there was a ceremony to present the annual North American Manx Association Awards and other cultural awards to young people for their achievements in cultural pursuits and the community. Shachle will celebrate these awards with recordings from that ceremony in the coming weeks of this series of programmes.
There was another presentation held recently to present the Sophia Morrison Award, and that award is administered by the Department of Education, Sport and Culture and An Grenada, Culture Vannin's Manx Language Development Officer, Ruth Kegin-Gell. The award came about through Crellin Frost, whose great-aunt was Sophia Morrison, and Crellin also made it in memory of his wife, Carol Frost. Crellin set the outline for the award and left a bequest to make it possible. For Sophia Morrison, Rugget Jones Pertny Hinges have lain hochy jeg, nigh jeg has died. For Nesek er a gilg as sheish hugger bun the brastle and the insecher gilg Jones Pertny Hinge. As huggy er a bunjek, Edmund Goodwin, derlich a lasunan, as mach a shen henken lior, hid lasunan se gilg, as imogen jigus and la shaw. For Sophia Morrison, the mast oxen hugger bun and chejach ilgach. A speg in the sand me henky de vei screw der a chesach. A she and I ek de chionach a grai de yenu recortus and jay gilgern. A try henk and hood smoo jay na killinder and de vei kailt, no un strach stayed, ach uns na blint and jay an aklish chagnoliach no, va care de gedden recortus na gair jousen shen, jay gilgern uns recortus and jint mushiblein naichi jay a she. Rensifier Morrison chimsiger a renan as rensigilg, Golmogit leshachara, Otty Jocken, as the sanmi meris Josephine Kermud Cushig. Commas shen, hug Sophia Morrison erbun, Clyder and Pertin Hinja, the yenu clian as blast mananachok. As gather awich of fairshach, as barely cor scriwin the sly, shall otru edin redin, vi goilarn ernerdan the kirtan, commas sturin a Clyder and Elia. Henk Sophia Morrison yst yw eisgriw der banglen man yn echach o hiaglwm celtiach, as fi mae er en o'n zimmedi bwyl, yn mynd i cheer trwyd na sgriw na nec. Fy Sophia Morrison fys gan sioel, ond cwysyn cwltr oel yn elion. The Sophia Morrison Award goes to a person under the age of 18 who achieves the highest grading in the Cheish Chaj in Gilgach, which is an examination with the status of a GCSE O-level. The winner receives an engraved medal and prize money of £500, and the winner is also asked to produce a short piece of work in Manx. As part of the award, too, a bronze trophy in the shape of a Viking longship is presented to the school attended by the award winner. The award was made last week to Fergus Quayle, a pupil of the QE2 High School in Peel. Fergus is a former pupil of the Bunskol Gilgach, the Manx medium primary school in St John's. Fergus achieved an A star in the Chase Charge in Gilgach and had the highest marks amongst all those who took the examination. Acknowledging that those who've attended the Bunskol Gilgach have perhaps something of a head start, there's also another award, the Sophia Morrison Commendation Award, with a bursary of £350 for those taking the Chase Charge in Gilgach who haven't come through the Bunskol Gilgach. This award was made to Carl Ledley, who's now gone on to study for the Chase Charge in Gilgach A level, and again she's at the QE2 High School in Peel. The award ceremony for the presentations to Fergus Quayle and Carl Ledley took place in the QE2 High School, and the school head, Charlotte Clark, received the bronze Viking longship for the school. Also present was Fergus and Cara's Manx teacher, one of the peripatetic Skimmy Gilgach of the Department of Education, Sport and Culture, Jen Hampton. Moilia Solia de Fergus as de Cara.
Tan eis tar na fercachan na crúnia. Crú taidachan as ma urtas jé sen, ta chindé na crúnia gól na smelia. Nish leis tenu an rioek urdan tui as urda jas, ta ustia léna leis mújas smú ek chris na crúnia. As ma urtas jé sen yes, ta chindé na crúnia gól ia na smelia. Gaed a fel an urtas fia veg, tan liurit jé dachle gés began na sliura. Trete fe mol, ta skiendi, cordeo rish cur hug grig on sa tre, liorish saecha clig virinach. Vos len Julius Caesar, tre ren and rolegada gregach sosigenes cru filier. Harai sledden cat, as sa vlein queg ki jeg hochtas care feed, hug and peb Gregory, lesh filier nos jach cur, ginu and filier. Co hachat rachelia leis tachat an duchasach, mar mena tauri as na shasan grenia. Haren na chirachan protestuna cordeo rishan feb, ega tre shen, as haren adsan cachle an felieir, ans manin as na helen an goldach dera shaki jeg tri jeg as daid. There's a small fluctuation in the actual midsummer, usually now reckoned to be the 21st of June. However, the traditional reckoning was that it was the 24th of June. When the calendar was revived in 1753, people continued to count 365 days from the last annual special day to the next. So although 11 days were cut out of the calendar, the events of the 24th of June celebrating the midsummer were still held as though these 11 days hadn't been cut out. So they coincided with the modern calendar calls the 5th of July. The Midsummer is celebrated as a fire festival and is a day associated with the great god of the island, Mananan MacLir. However, the church, trying to quash pagan festivities, associated the day instead with St John the Baptist. So St John's is the setting for the great Midsummer Fair of the 5th of July, and it became traditional to hold an open-air sitting of Tynwald to proclaim the laws. That still happens, but when the 5th of July is a Saturday or Sunday, the open-air sitting of Tynwald is deferred to the following Monday, which is what happened this year, with Tynwald on the hill on Monday the 7th of July.
Earth ruin is it, or de gee and whale the vey curit for Hera.
Tabby corn whale shaw for Hera, on senum charn vanning. Nach jin pechabi troja, baggert, na jinal borenis abi, as de jin de chulu fech fregert, trevisse erne aim. Tamiko recortus erinane is shaw, the vellon whale shaw fo hera. Tamiko recortus erinane is shaw, the vellon whale shaw fo hera. Tamiko recortus erin cledden ane is shaw, the vellon whale shaw nishja fo hera.
Slatus cooj vapo, feed heed care as feed. Slatus to jinu karelan benten der jinu cooj vapo. Stukan imidich and sukan vapo. As crek, kerlesh de kiet sachir, salginica, as moller lid a hooge, as san oran enyak elia, benton dare na cushion shore.
Alton and Kasail, Lorda, Alton and Keris feed, San Jerra Albert in quail, the quail tin val, Kurja nish Jerra mert, and Charo le jeg, Jerry's cherry and tower. Fair need as Keris feed, Eclage, Clagge, Savora, Unstulish. Tammy Gimmick, Alternate Honorol, the Hathu, Son Fagal, and Wushla, as in Bruin.
In that segment, we heard Manx from Cronkilion, Timbald Hill, with the Lieutenant Governor, Sir John Lorimer, then an Leider, and we heard one of the laws promulgated in Manx by the second Deemster, John Needham. Then we heard Echter Ent in Vel, Lauren Skelly, bringing events to a close after the captioning ceremony in the Royal Chapel last Monday.
This coming Sunday, the 13th of July, is Lal Carmen, the feast day of St. German, a Celtic missionary and holy man who lived from about 410 to 474 AD and is celebrated in the dedication of St. German's Cathedral. Tradition has it that St. German was appointed Bishop of Man by St. Patrick. The traditionary ballad committed to writing in the 17th century hails St. German as a wonderful worker and founder of many keels throughout the island. Tynwald Hill stands in Kirk German, hence the well-known saying that on Tynwald Day, the laws are proclaimed in English, in Manx, and in German. La cultu vanen curitia bon, mer undens erach vanen, lioris slatis ten vel, ons neki jeg de jegas care feed. Gaeta shali en ellen je cultur, carne blina, ons feed keed as care jeg, hyen enem delo cultu vanen erdolta, och, ta undens erach vanen, fulsten enem leol as enem as eruen chejach giastelach recortich. Ta cultu vanen rilch, lioris board, je de olta politicach, pointed, lioris tinvel, tri olten teach, emnesit, lioris kun sail ne chevesi, as cordit, lioris tinvel, as chachta, vulsh kun sail ne helenin, as eracht as unach vanen, nis. Ta stuurder on je cultu vanen, as bimage clashten vos brisha madrol ons menet ne ye. Ta tri officeren ta govracha ons kilkvanenach, shenen brenny der ruth kegen gel, ons kjol vanen, Chloe Woolley, as ons sesen el ye erlina, James Franklin, ta skimmy rerach on nis. Culture vanen's involved in developing and encouraging projects to engage people in thinking about and participating in the cultural life of the island. This helps to enhance the island as a place to live, fosters a sense of community, and helps the island stand out with its distinct identity, which all are very welcome to share in. Applications are being invited this month for a project, and here is Stjúrðr Cultúr Vanen, Culture Vanen's director, Brisha Madrill, to outline exactly what people are welcome to get involved in.
We're calling them the Trace 26 projects, and they're all to the value of £500, and it's a chance to creatively connect with the Manx language. You don't have to be fluent, you could have just an passing interest in the language, or you could be somebody who's been speaking it for years. And it's an opportunity for visual artists, for poets, for people who just like creating things. We've come up with over 30 projects ourselves, and there's also the opportunity to come up with your own project, so it's actually quite free. So if somebody hits on a brilliant idea that they can value at about £500, then they can apply.
How do they go about applying?
There's a really simple application form, and you can apply for up to 3 projects at one time. You can only do one project at a time, but if you apply on one form, you can apply for 1, 2, or 3, and then if you get that one finished, you can start on the next one as soon as you're awarded it. So you apply by the 25th of July, and by 12 noon, we like things by 12 noon, and then that will be considered by a panel, and we'll let you know in the next couple of weeks after that. And then people can get started. The idea of the projects is that they could be delivered online so that we're building resources for the Year of the Manx Language, or in real life during 2026. The name of the project is Trace 26, Trace Shea's Feed.
Stjúrðr Cultúr Vanen, Culture Vanen's director, Brisha Madrill, and the project Trace Shea's Feed, Trace 26.
There's a lot of background information available on the Culture Vanen website, culturevanen.im, culturevanen, all one word, culturevanen.im, and the information includes an outline of 37 project ideas that Cultivanin, as Brigitte mentioned, has already come up with. But each of those idea areas offers a very wide scope for creating work to promote the Manx language in a great variety of forms. For an overview and a link to more detailed information, you'll also find that in the latest edition of Kjol Maninach Ju. And as I have it here, I'll read it out for you. Whether you're an artist, musician, teacher, content creator, storyteller, or just someone with a passion for Manx, Cultivanin is offering up to 30 project grants of £500 to celebrate the Manx language in exciting new ways ahead of the 2026 Year of the Manx Language. No fluency is required, just creativity. Whether you know a few Manx words or speak it every day, Cultivanin is inviting you to explore and celebrate the language through your own creative lens. The first deadline for applications is Friday the 25th of July 2025, and project ideas include creating new artwork, arranging songs for schools, organising concerts or workshops, taking Manx lessons to new audiences, using recorded samples of Manx speech in new electronic music tracks, and you can even suggest your own idea. There are plenty of opportunities for musicians, singers and dancers, for example, songs for school choirs. Create new songs for dancing. Reinterpret a traditional Manx song. Produce a new Manx song from a set Manx song text. Pop song translations. Choreograph and film a new Manx dance to a Manx language song. Produce a music video of a Manx song in any genre. The spoken Manx language in new electronic music tracks. New Manx song tutorial films. And an Elin Vanin song video. So that's from Kjol Maninach Ju for July. You can get a copy by applying to Cultivanin if you're not on their mailing list. And the detailed information suggests 37 project areas, but each suggested area could be the starting point for a whole range of different pieces, and people aren't restricted to those suggestions. All are very welcome to pitch their own ideas. For some of those ideas, people will obviously have to have a good working knowledge of Manx and or experience in teaching. But in many cases, most cases, the idea is to draw people who have other creative skills in the visual arts or music or creative writing, for example, to embrace the Manx language within that. Cultivanin will provide support with Manx texts and words where necessary. The emphasis, as Brigitte said, is providing material to share online to be part of celebrating 2026 as the Year of the Manx Language, Blaen na Gilge, by having projects completed and available for 2026 or getting them done as part of that celebration. And Grenada, Cultivanin's Manx Language Development Officer, Ruth Kegan-Gell, explained to Phil Gorn about Blaen na Gilge, where the emphasis is very much on encouraging the Manx language at the grassroots level. And this resonated very much with something that Phil himself had recently come across.
There'll be an island-wide celebration of the Manx language throughout 2026, and it's organised, or we say overviewed, by GBN, which is the Manx Language Network. But really, we're actually asking anybody who would like to be involved to do that. So there'll be opportunities for already those involved in the language, but we want to engage and involve brand new audiences as well to show that Manx language can be for everybody. So perhaps you would like to get involved in a very small scale way. You might want to learn some Manx phrases. You might think, right, I'm going to make a point of saying mora mai, good morning, or fasta mai, or good afternoon to people, so that you're spreading a bit more Manx in your community. Perhaps you'd like to organise a community event and use a bit of Manx within it. There's lots and lots of things that you could do. We've already heard of ideas for things like community picnics and concerts, ceilidhs, social media campaigns, even meditation in Manx. So there's endless options. Basically, wherever you can use English, you could use Manx. We have a translation service, in fact, so you could also do an event where you put some translations, you know, Manx bilingual signage around. You might like to, in your workplace, utilise some Manx in your headers and footers and your sign-offs, all sorts of stuff. So you can actually get in touch with translations at cultivanin.im to get some translations. We all know more Manx than we think, I think. whether it's in the place names around us. So as Phil was saying, you know, there's loads of place names with Manx in, thousands around the island.
There was something I found. I follow various Scottish Gaelic and Irish people on social media, and one that came up was from Gaeilge Vio, which is Gilg Vio, living Manx, or living Irish in this case, and it says, normalise speaking Gilg. It says, say Gurumayad in the shop. Say Maramai in the office. Say Kinastasiu at a catch-up, or Kistau at a catch-up meeting or whatever. Say Tan Emsha Mai on a sunny day. Say Sledden, Sledden Yat to your friends. Say Bavaliat Cavan the Hay in your home or whatever. And say Evi to your kids. And it says here, make speaking and hearing Gilg normal in everyday life. And it's a great thing to do because I guess must be well over half the people in the Isle of Man could probably do that without any real problem.
It
most
certainly
people
say
would
Maramai
know
and Fastamai and Gurumayad, I think. And I think that's the thing, is sometimes people might feel a little bit timid about saying it. But if you were to say Maramai, and then you could always even say good morning straight after, so in case the person you were speaking to somehow didn't know Maramai, and then it gives them the option to reply either Maramai or good morning, depending on it, you put somebody at ease. But yeah, just saying Maramai or Fastamai, and it can make a big difference. So I like to do that when I go into shops and things like that as well. So, I mean, obviously we were talking about the daily use of Manx and normalising it as well, but the year that's coming up will give people an opportunity to really get immersed and celebrate it. And it also, the 2026 celebrates a number of different anniversaries that are happening. We could think of about 7 or 8 different cultural ones, and often to do with the language. Also 40 years since the Heritage Year that happened in 1986. And there's going to be 5 different themes throughout the year. There's young people and families, identity and sense of place, community and creativity, research and resources, and lifelong learning. So lots of projects and events combining those.
If you have a family and you want to use a bit of Manx, there's loads of resources both on the Learn Manx website. There's also on Munja Vega's website lots of resources there too, where you can go to find out how you can just use more Manx.
If you can utilise 3 phrases as much as you can, that makes a big difference. It just normalises the use of it throughout the community. So we've got 3 aims for the year, really, and one of the aims is just to really advocate for the Manx language, as well as obviously increasing participation and more speakers across the island as well, and off the island too, of course. We've got a diaspora of Manx speakers, of Gilgeran. So it'll be great, and it'll provide a lasting legacy for the future. If you want to find out about the Year of the Manx Language, you can go to yearofmanx.im. That's yearofmanx.im, and you can have a read about that. And things will be getting released. There'll be lots of news kind of popping out in the next few weeks about opportunities. And then, of course, get your thinking caps on. What could you do in your community to help celebrate and spread the Manx language around? And I'm going to say, like the Scots, wonderful Scots writer Len Penny, like a linguistic rash.
A linguistic
rash.
It's
a horrible phrase, but it's such a good one.
It
is. Spread the Scots language around like a linguistic rash. Spread the Manx language around like a linguistic rash.
Excellent. Yes, and anyone can have a scratch at it.
They can. They can, Phil.
Ruth Kegan-Gell and Phil Gorn. It's to feed into Blaen the Gilge, the Year of the Manx Language, to be celebrated throughout 2026, that Cultivanan is inviting and encouraging people now to explore ways in which they can be involved. Treisht means trust, confidence or hope in Manx, and the Cultivanan project, as we heard from Cultivanan director Brija Madrill, is called Treisht Shares Feed, Treisht 26. The 37 areas for project ideas which Cultivanan has identified are based around those 5 themes for Blaen the Gilge, Fid Chida Sheijeg, the Year of the Manx Language 2026, that Ruth Kegan-Gell outlined. And they are young people and families, identity and sense of place, community and creativity, research and resources, and lifelong learning. Applications are open now for up to three of those £500 grants for 3 shares feed.
The closing date for applications for one of those 30 project grants is Friday the 25th of July. So there will be reminders of that in the next couple of editions of Chachelet. There are two other diary dates for you now. Next Wednesday, the 16th of July, there's a lunchtime concert starting at 1 p.m. in the Villa Marina Arcade in Douglas. Sarah Goldsmith will be playing the 1929 Wurlitzer organ. Sarah's from Colby and has her own Wurlitzer organ at home, but she'll be sharing her music this time in the Villa Marina Arcade from 1 to 2 o'clock next Wednesday. Then later on Wednesday the 16th, the series of popular summer concerts in St Thomas's Church continues with the Isle of Man Community Choir, conducted by a wonderful singer in her own right, Mandy Griffin. That will be at 7:45 on Wednesday evening in St Thomas's. Admission is free, there'll be a retiring collection, and refreshments will also be available at the end of the concert. That's it from Chachelet this time. So, from me, Eish Vorm, Fiona McArdle, Slen Mune.